and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
That was not pre-planned.
That wasn't rehearsed, is what you're saying.
Yes.
No, that's, we were doing the Pee Wee Herman there for a second. Never mind. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm a graduate of the University of Hard Knocks with a degree in results. And I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda in the great state of Jefferson, who does all the heavy lifting in a ball of endless energy and an immovable object, unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes. She's heard more BS than a video on YouTube of Biden speaking.
Good morning.
And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than speeding internet connection, more powerful than high-speed download, a 10th degree black belt and RAM, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And the Guardian, last but not least, the Guardian of the Magic Button of Silence. The Librarian of Bumper, the Time Band. I should be a ring announcer at Big Top. Over in the center ring, we've got the Librarian of Bumper, the Time Band under breaks, the keyboard weaponry specialist. Never mind. Producer extraordinaire, Travis.
Wow, that's great. Hey, so speaking of the button of this and that, I think I missed one this morning.
Oh.
Ruh-roh, Racky.
But it wasn't too bad of a word. It was just the BS word.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're all good.
Well, there's a lot
of... happened.
Hopefully I'm still here next week.
There's a lot of other words.
No comment.
Yeah.
That we could have been. It could have been a lot worse. Okay.
Let's be honest. There's a lot of BS out there.
Wow, there is so much BS out there. It's like knee-deep BS. It's like knee-deep in the hoopla. Good grief. Where do we even start? Oh, well, I think I've got several topics that I want to go into today. I want to talk about the Arizona... deletion of the data off the Dominion servers, which is kind of interesting. And why did the news not talk about this? I have in front of me a letter from Arizona State Senate to the Maricopa Board of Supervisors, care of Chairman Jack Sellers, 301 West Street, Jefferson Street, number 10, Phoenix, Arizona. Dear Chairman Sellers, I am writing to seek your assistance and cooperation in the resolution of three serious issues that have arisen in the course of the Senate's ongoing audit of the returns of November 3rd, 2020, general election in Maricopa County. Number one, ongoing noncompliance with the legislative subpoenas. Now, what I want to make a point here of is this. This should be big news. This is the biggest story, in my opinion, today, right now, that the fact is that these guys are defying subpoenas, okay? That these guys are not complying with the Senate's call for evidence to examine the election. Since when is it a bad thing to verify election results if there's been some cheating or anything like that? Now, I want to read...
Unless you're the cheater.
Well, unless you're the cheater. Right. So, I want to read this. This is from DonaldJTrump.com, from the desk of Donald J. Trump yesterday. The entire database of Maricopa County in Arizona has been deleted. It is illegal, and I think criminal, and the Arizona State Senate, who is leading the forensic audit, is up in arms. Additionally, seals were broken on the boxes that held the votes. Ballots are missing, and worse. Mark, I think it's a misspell here. Branovich. The Attorney General of Arizona will now be forced to look at this unbelievable election crime. Many radical left Democrats and weak Republicans are very worried about the fact that this has been exposed. The deletion of an entire database and critical election files of Maricopa County is unprecedented. And there's many other states to follow, is what he's saying. The mainstream media and radical left Democrats want to stay as far away from this as possible. And, I mean, we've even, you know, looking back at our local left-wing guys, you know, hey, did Biden get elected president? Or did he get elected president? Is Biden the president? Well, does that matter? If they cheated? If they stole the election? If they hide the if they manipulated the results? Why would you delete the entire database if you've got nothing to hide? Why would you take a chance? Because this is criminal. When you're under a subpoena to deliver this stuff, they can go after somebody criminally. Now, what they're saying is it's the Dominion guys that have the password. But let me keep reading here. The deletion of entire database of critical election files of Maricopa County is unprecedented. Many other states to follow. The mainstream media and radical left Democrats want to stay as far away from this as possible from the presidential election fraud, which should be one of the biggest stories of our times. Fox News is afraid to cover it. There is rarely a mention. Likewise, Newsmax has been virtually silent on this subject because they are intimidated by threats of lawsuits. One American News, one of the fastest growing networks on television and the hottest, is doing a magnificent job of exposing the massive fraud that took place. This story is only going to get bigger, and at some point it will be impossible for the weak and corrupt media not to cover. Thank you to OAN and other brave American patriots, all happening very quickly. Now, have I verified all this? Are we just going to take Donald Trump's word for it? No. I actually, and I can post this on, it's funny, you know, I'm posting more and more stuff on, that has verified facts and verified data and verified this. If you post it on Facebook, guess what happens to it?
Goes away.
It just goes away magically. This goes against community standards. So I guess the truth is now against community standards. But I'm looking at this Arizona State Senate letter that's dated May 12, 2021. Asking why these guys are not complying. The chain of custody and the ballot organization anomalies. There's all kinds of problems here. Deleted database. We have recently discovered that the entire database directory from the D drive on the machine's EMS primary has been deleted. This removes election-related details that appear to have been covered by the subpoena. That is a crime. Now,
and why would you want to do that?
Why
legally,
would you take,
how long are they required to keep those files?
I think forever.
I know in many other states it's at least 2 years, Georgia. But in Georgia they ended up going through and shredding the ballots in Georgia as well. Why would you do that after 2 months when you're legally required to keep them for 2 years?
When you've had a fair open election where you've actually won by reality. You know, and it's like the local idiots. He's the most popular president in history. Are you freaking blind and stupid, or does it matter that the truth doesn't matter? Okay, because the end justifies the means. In other words, as long as they get their policy in place, their political axe is okay to grind on anybody else?
Apparently.
It doesn't matter about the truth, because that's what Karl Marx said, and I guess Marxism doesn't matter either, is that the end justifies the means. It doesn't matter how you take over, as long as you end up in power and implement your utopian dream that everybody's going to love. Ha-ha! Really? So, I've got this letter, and I'm looking at it, so this is not smoke and mirrors. And all you got to say is, why isn't the mainstream covering this? Why is this blacked out? This is not big. This is not a big deal.
Because that's what they do with the truth. They black it out. No matter whether it's on the elections or whatever, they don't report it.
It tells you why these guys are so screwed up. It tells you why the left is so screwed up.
Well, have you seen the teleprompter stuff more recently from Biden in these last few days? And just how bad he's reading off of these things.
It's terrible. It's, but what I'm saying is that these guys are so screwed up because the, I mean, some of them don't care what the truth is, but some of them believe what's on CNN. Some of them believe what's on MSNBC. You know, Trump's the bad guy. You know, they're probably saying there's no data missing. I mean,
they don't think of on their own at all.
No.
That's for sure. They don't have a brain.
It's absolute insanity.
Yeah, it is.
So, but that's part of the problem, and I think that's why Trump said the media is the enemy of the people, because when you won't even report this, when you won't even report the fact that the database has been deleted in one of the most hotly contested swing states in the country out of the eight, when you won't even report on that, are you really reporting on anything that's important?
I mean, let's be honest. The media has just been running roughshod this entire time on it. What happened with Epstein? What happened with that whole case? What happened with all the rest of it? What happened with the other gal that was with him? Why did that case just disappear? Because they wanted it to.
Well, there's
what
now,
happened with the Hunter Biden thing?
There's now links, evidently, from what I'm hearing. Haven't verified them. There's links that Epstein was connected to Biden as well. And so Epstein, I think Epstein had stuff on everyone. It's funny how you just, you know, if you got enough stuff on enough rich people and you could go to jail, guess what happens? You kill yourself.
Yeah, you commit suicide.
You commit suicide.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to talk too much about that because I don't like to throw stones unless I've verified some of the stones. You know, I want to make sure that I'm actually on solid ground to a degree of what I'm saying. But
well, my point on it is, it's not a right or left issue. At least it shouldn't be. If
well,
you've got
is.
Somebody abusing little kids like what Epstein was doing, and you've got all of these global elites, I don't care who was involved, right or left, I want to see them go to prison.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we didn't see that. We saw the largest cover-up probably in American history until this whole Biden fiasco with Hunter Biden and the rest of it, which I actually think there was some semblance of they may have been trying to do good by that based upon some of the breakdown with what was going on over there, because you had Russian interests that were trying to go after the oil that was over there. And so you did need somebody who was on the inside, so to speak, who was going to protect the interests of the American people. Now, did it need to be Hunter Biden? I would say probably not.
Boy,
putting a crackhead there.
I think you're stretching it pretty far.
Well, I'm just saying. So, like, you had one of the directors of the CIA who was a former director who ended up getting one of those roles as well. So you had that interest that was covered over there. And then I presume, I mean, at least the furthest stretch. I'm trying to be as fair as possible. It is a stretch.
You can't be fair because, you know, they don't report on Hunter Biden's Chinese woman that he's sleeping with and give, you know, and they don't report on any of the 1.2 or 3.
You mean Fong
Fong? Fong Fong and Fang Fang and Yang Yang and Yang Yang and Chang Chang and all that. And they don't report any of that. And here's another example of what I'm talking about. Let's talk. What have they been touting? Oh, you guys are, everybody's violent. Everybody's violent but these guys. They've been burning stuff down. They're finally reinstituting a policy to toughen up in Portland because the city's a freaking shamble. But let's go back to the Capitol insurrection. The only person that got killed and shot was a woman who was a veteran who was unarmed by the Capitol Police. If a crack dealer gets shot in Michigan, or not even shot, if he dies during the arrest, and it's, you know, it could have been from the fentanyl, which he had three times in his, you know, the lethal dosage in his bloodstream. It could have been from the cop. I'm not even trying to excuse the cop. But
it could have been from the methamphetamine in his system. It could have been from the pre-existing heart condition.
My point is,
generally, overall speaking, our legal system is completely broken.
My point is this. Completely up in arms over that. Across the nation, everybody is up in arms. Oh, an unarmed black man, you know, has been killed. What about an unarmed white woman that was killed by Capitol Police? And they've been hiding the identity of the police since it happened.
Of course.
Nobody's mad about that. I guess because she was white.
And they like to call it a right-leaning insurrection. Well, why was it that the guy directly to her left of that and directly to her right of that, one of them was a Black Lives Matter organizer, and the other one was a previous Antifa member or had at least attended many of these rallies, since Antifa is just an idea.
Right.
But so what about all that? What about the fact that we see that all these protesters can go and burn, loot, riot, everything else that they're doing, with the exception of the federal buildings? If you touch what the government has, they'll end up going after
them. Let's go full circle to here local. And what I'm saying is these guys have zero credibility at this point, in my opinion, period. They lie about everything. They tell the truth about nothing. It's all whatever policy driven. You know, they support burning and looting. And they support anything that goes in their agenda direction. But they'll lie, cheat, and steal to get it in their direction.
And whatever they accuse us of.
That's what they're doing. Yeah, it's all about projection. It's like a playbook.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the playbook. That's exactly what they do.
I think the playbook is right here. I've got it right in front of me. It's called Rules for Radicals.
And it's something they've been doing for years. Isn't anything new. Back to Fast and Furious. I mean, we can keep going back.
I'll give you an example of this of locally. I heard on the other day on one of the morning programs is that the guy comes on and says, "Well, it looks like the recall is going to fail." Are you freaking kidding me? Okay, so the number one rules for radical is power is not what you have, but what your enemy thinks you have. So that projection is to give the appearance to people that are listening that don't think for themselves that the recall's going away.
Yeah, and what's it based upon?
Nothing except what he's saying.
I'm just asking.
Except what he's saying. That's the whole point. They don't care about the truth.
Yeah,
they will twist anything to suit their agenda. Period.
Well, and where I think we're actually at right now is we have anarcho-tyranny. Because under tyranny, you have laws. But under anarcho-tyranny, you have an absence of laws for anybody that is not within the realm of where you want. So you see these lockdowns. You see these businesses closing down. You see that there is looting, rioting, guns in the street. There was a guy that ended up holding up cars at gunpoint with an AR at one of these protests, was breaking windows, and they arrested the guy who stepped out of his vehicle, held his gun at the ready, and said, "You aim that gun at me again, I'm going to shoot you." They arrested that guy instead of the guy that was holding up all the cars causing the situation in the first place. That is anarcho-tyranny. When you see what's happening with the Chauvin case, how can you have a fair trial when you have somebody that is literally having to go be a juror, and their town is on fire, they're having to drive through the riots, they're having all this police protection, and they're thinking, okay, well then this is all said and done, I'm not going to get round-the-clock police protection like I had before, so I need to say what the mob wants, and we have mob rule. Do you think Kyle Rittenhouse is going to get a fair case?
We'll find out, won't we? But here, circling back to what the premise was from the beginning was, are we getting reported fairly by the media? Are they reporting on this Arizona thing? Now, I'm looking at an image. This is right on the letter from the state senate. The image below shows the location of the files known to be deleted. In addition, the main database for results tallying and reporting is not present. How convenient. How convenient that the results and tally and reporting just happens to be deleted as well. Now, there's another hearing on the 18th, which is on Tuesday, and it says, "I am hopeful that we can constructively resolve these issues and questions without recourse to additional subpoenas or other compulsory process." Now, I'm saying we need to implement some of this other compulsory. Put some of these people in jail. Gotta watch myself. I start getting angry. Put some of these people in jail until they start talking, singing, and whatever needs to happen, because this is criminal. To that end, to continue, I invite you and any other officers or employees of Maricopa County to include officials in the elections department who possess knowledge or information concerning the matters set forth above to a meeting at the Arizona State Capitol on Tuesday, May 18th, 2021 at 1 p.m. in Hearing Room 109. Chairperson Peterson, former Secretary Bennett, and I will be attending the meeting, which will be live streamed to the public. So please let us know at your earliest convenience whether you accept my invitation, and if so, which Maricopa personnel will attend. Respectfully yours, Karen Fawn, President of the Arizona State Senate. Now, I would say that that was pretty irrefutable that there's a problem in Arizona with the count, or at least the evidence of the count being fairly done.
Right.
Now, all we got to do is look around and say, what's going on? Why is it being blacked out? That should be right now the biggest story in the United States as of today, just because, somebody might have cheated in a presidential election through some voting machines that were rigged, and now they deleted all of the hard drives?
You mean that would show that we're telling the truth?
The people that are not following this either, they don't care. They don't want a President Trump back in office.
But we don't care that they don't care, really. We really don't. Because what we care about is getting the truth out there to people who actually do care, that are on the fence. And I think it's less and less on the fence because I think it's becoming very self-evident that these people are liars, cheaters, frauds, and thieves. Criminals. This is the mob. Yeah, Who does this kind of crap?
I think it's getting to a point that people have to question it, whatever your age is or what you're exposed to.
Now,
there's starting to be too many.
There's too many loose ends.
And yeah, exactly. I'd take a lot of steps further on this, honestly, because this is something.
Dave, you always do.
Well, you know, I'm a big guy.
That's
one step goes a long way.
I like it. You know, it's good.
So here's this for the people that don't care, for the people that think that this doesn't matter to them. You guys, a lot of you out there wanted Bernie, which I think is stupid, but some of you guys wanted Bernie. And he had a huge support.
Well, got bought off.
Guess what? They ended up turning around and kicking Bernie out. Pretty much the same way
they're
kicking
Trump out.
He got
a brand new house in the Hamptons before.
Well, of course.
Okay, you know.
I mean, now he's basically betrayed his beliefs on what he wants. He's like all the rest of these people. You're not supposed to talk about the three houses that the Black Lives Matter activist has, who's all about Marxism.
Hey, how about the last 100 days? Let's see, gas prices, food prices, a tube of force have gone up. I don't know how long. And you know, it's the end of the world when bacon's up 11%.
Mark, damn it! Come on, man. It's just transitory. It's only going to be transitory. It's like transitory genocide. There's only a few hundred thousand people that are going to die throughout all this.
We've got evidence now that we're going to go there. I got a couple clips to play. We got 3 minutes. Let's go to the break, and then we'll do a clip. And in between there, we have evidence now that the adverse reactions to the vaccines has caused more deaths than the actual vaccines.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Now, yeah. it's
That's
not...
Right. Take your mask off now.
Well,
it's okay.
If they've inflated the figures by 96% on a 1% population that has a problem with the the COVID in the first place, and then you have a 4 to 5% adverse reaction with the vaccines, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that it could be a bigger problem. Now, I don't have all the numbers, and I don't like to report anything but the truth, so I'm just kind of throwing this out here because the funny part here is a story on, and you can probably get this on Instagram or someplace, Trump-hating comedian, and that's kind of up for debate, Chelsea Handler says she feels sick and went deaf in one ear after getting second Moderna jab. Now, this is a person who is, get the vaccine, everybody's got the, if you're not a vaccine guy, then you shouldn't even be allowed to go to school or on an airplane
Can't
leave your house. We don't want your ilk in society, you know, because the vaccines protect us so well from everything but the virus, because if it was protecting us so well, we wouldn't have to worry about all of that anyway. And the one, I posted another video that shows that the numbers say that if you never took the vaccine, your herd immunity and your own immune system guarantees that you'll never get it again if you've already beaten the virus. So what's better, to have to get a jab every time they say you need a jab and you're not sure of the quality of the contents of the jab, or using your own immune system that once you have had the virus and you're over it and you beat it, you can't get it again because your immune system now will fight it off without a problem?
Well, and irregardless, you end up seeing all these people that are going to say that, like I was showing Linda, just earlier, a video of one of these newscasters saying every adult you know will be vaccinated, and it will be very, very soon. And he's basically saying it as an authoritarian, basically dictate for what he's thinking about. But the problem with it is when you look at this, this is not a vaccine on any of these that are actually verified as a vaccine. They're emergency use status. They are not something that is trial run. It's not something that has a long trial to be able to say, hey, yeah, this has an efficacy of this.
It doesn't have the components to be a vaccine.
They're projecting what they would like things to be. It's like saying the recall's over. Recall's not over. They want it to be over. They'll say it's over. They'll act like it's over. But guess what? Is everybody going to take the vaccine? No. They're having to offer incentives to their employees over it everywhere.
I'll pay you in a cheeseburger.
Are giving a $1 million lottery away for people that end up getting the vaccine. Somebody's going to get picked. $1 million.
I'll gladly pay you on
that. That's a rate of inflation right now. $1 million is like $200,000.
We gotta go to a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel
what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
If only you believe like I believe.
Sapphire Media, Community Radio for the North State. A little starship there. I like that stuff. I got some stuff on. I got some stuff today that's going to be fun and interesting and different on the music scene. So, with that said, we
do have a caller. We've got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Yeah, the Spitfire album. That's a great album.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, I've been following this Maricopa County thing, and I'm so glad you brought it up because the mainstream media is not playing anything on this. A couple of the things I heard also with that letter is that the sheriff of Maricopa County, Democrat, also did not want to turn over some of the information on, I believe, the routers. And this is according to Mark Fitchum, who's one of the people spearheading this forensic audit, is that the sheriff didn't want to turn it over because it has sensitive law enforcement information on it. And Mark Fitchum said that that is illegal, and that raised even more questions. Mm-hmm. The other thing I am willing to bet on is that the Board of Supervisors, Maricopa County, is not going to show up Tuesday. I believe they're going to have to subpoena them.
I believe you're probably right. I think they know they're in legal jeopardy at this point.
Yeah, because they held an emergency meeting, I believe it was Thursday.
They're going to lawyer up is what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, and this emergency meeting the board did was to figure out how they're going to get out of this mess. And another thing I also heard is Dominion doesn't want to turn over any of the info because of what they claim to be intellectual property.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Dominion's
the thing,
not...
They were the vendor for this, so that should not be applicable.
Well, and who's in control of our voting then? I mean, if the supervisors no longer have the passwords and they have no control over the data, they have no control over the database, who does?
Exactly. And Mark Fitchum also said that the physical ballots they received in these bags are supposed to have a tag on them that basically, I believe, is a chain of custody tag.
Yep, not
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
Yep, they're all cut off, and they said that some of these bags of ballots would say, here's a bag with 200 ballots. Well, there was only 165 in there.
Well, I just posted the letter again on Facebook. I'm looking right at, there's 3 points in this: ongoing compliance with the legislative subpoenas. Number 2 point is chain of custody and ballot organization anomalies. As the audit progressed, the Senate's contractors have become aware of apparent omissions, inconsistencies, and anomalies relating to Maricopa County's handling, organization, and storage of the ballots. So I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you get it. That's number 2. Is that, legally you're supposed to have a chain of custody.
Exactly. And, it's such a mess. It's going to have to come out into the light at some point.
I think you're right. I think it's already coming out into the light because I think that what these guys are doing is killing themselves in the mainstream media because after you've woke up and realized you've been lied to over and over and over again, you don't look at these guys with the same respect for the truth that you did last week.
Yeah, I think a lot of things are starting to backfire because people are starting to question and look at different things.
Yeah, you can't just believe anything that's... I mean, Rachel Maddow or what's his name, Anderson Cooper. You can't believe anything that comes out of his mouth. Brian Seltzer. I mean, good grief. He looks like he's a knockoff from the guy on Seinfeld, I mean...
I wouldn't offend the guy from Seinfeld that bad.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
And one more quick thing before I get off the air here is they've been telling us, too, we already did a recount, a hand recount. Well, what they don't tell us is that they only took out batches of the entire... voting ballots. They only did batches of those. They counted little batches.
So what they did was they selected portions of the whole
and did accounting
and said it's all good.
Yeah, the ones that they got delivered in the middle of the night.
Right.
Anyways, guys, good show, and I'll listen in off the air.
All right, thanks for calling in. I know when we did a recount. Right here in Shasta County, we counted everything.
Yeah, we counted everything. It came down
a while.
I think it's nine. It was nine.
It was like seven or nine.
I thought it was nine or 12, but whatever it was, if we hadn't been there on the recount, I'm pretty sure our guy would have lost.
Yeah.
So Now, what I want to do is we want to move on into to the recall a little bit here. So I want to play Gavin. We have somebody who's basically come out and said he wants to be Gavin Newsom's job replacement specialist. So this is JP, and we're ready to go on this. And then we're going to go into some speeches that were made at the Board of Supervisors this last week that just didn't make the mainstream media locally. I don't know why. It couldn't be their bias or anything. Here we go.
And hold on, Nick. We will get to you in between.
Oh, I didn't know there was somebody on there.
Yeah,
so let's play this and then we'll get to Nick.
Okay.
I'm a job placement specialist, and I've recently landed a new high-profile client. His name's Gavin Newsom. You see, Gavin's officially being recalled, so he'll be needing another job real soon. And I'm going to help him find it. He's got a rich resume of experience, a unique skill set, and a charming smile. Is Gavin a good fit for a position you're looking to fill? Let's explore that together. Are you a real estate developer who needs an engineer to help you plan sprawling tent cities and otherwise nice locations, complete with landscapes of tarps, trash, human feces, and heroin needles? Gavin's got the know-how to make it happen. Are you a restaurant owner who's looking to create an indoor dining experience that's outdoors to help minimize your profits and treat your customers like they're idiots? Well, Gavin's already got your blueprints drawn up. Do you own a gym and you need someone to tell your members they're not allowed to work out because it's bad for their health? We got your guy. Are you an abused woman whose husband's recently left and now you're desperately looking for someone else to abuse you while telling you he's doing it for your own good? I know someone who can help with that. Does your neighborhood playground have basketball hoops with the rims still attached, yet you don't like the immense threat to human health that playing basketball poses? We've got just the man for the job. Are you a small to medium-sized country who's looking to cleanse itself of all democracy in exchange for ushering in poverty and socialism? Well, look no further. Do you run a large corporation who's a major environmental polluter, and you need someone who's willing to deny all the harm that you're knowingly doing to your own community? We've got you covered. Are you a hair gel company who's looking for a spokesperson to encourage the world to use an embarrassing amount of your product? Well, Gavin can help with that, too. Are you an opioid manufacturer and you need someone without a conscience who'd be willing to sell your product to school children? He would not do that. Do you operate disaster response crews and need someone to go into disaster situations to make them worse? I know a guy who's fully qualified. If you'll be producing a remake of The Godfather and need someone to play Fredo, or you've got any other production in the works and need someone to play a character who's both dumb and untrustworthy, then give me a call. Are you the head of the DNC and you're looking for your next presidential candidate who's equally as incompetent as your most recent best pick? Got a perfect fit for the job. Are you a school system who needs a principal to make up new authoritarian rules for the kids every day and then break those same rules in front of the kids? Gavin can do that. Do you have an opening where you need someone to treat adults like they're special needs kids by telling them what they are and aren't allowed to do at all times? If your area is a little overpopulated and you're looking for a guy with a charming smile to mandate psychologically damaging living conditions so you can depopulate through deaths of despair, I know a guy that can help with that. If you've got job openings like any of these, then I've got the most qualified candidate around. Just give me a call at 1-800-GAVIN-NEEDS-A-JOB-NOW, and in no time, you'll have Gavin Newsom loyally working for you while working against humanity.
And I guess with that, we'll go to our caller. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. That was pretty good. We should start one for Eric McGraney. He's going to need a job pretty quick,
well,
that, from what I understand.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing whispers
I'm hearing
in the wind.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry to change your subject. I wanted to go back to what Jimmy was talking about, the audit down there in Maricopa County. I don't think there's a lot of people that realize that there's a difference between an audit and a recount. In a recount, they're just recounting the ballots. In this audit, I don't think I'm mistaken, they're actually checking to see if the ballots are legitimate to be counted before.
I agree.
I think you are right there.
It's a much more extensive examination.
That should be pointed out.
Sure. Very good, Nick. That's absolutely true.
We appreciate that.
Have a great day.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. So now I want to get back to the I wanted to have three of these, and maybe if somebody's listening, they can send me the other one, because I got two of them, and then the one I couldn't open up in the Dropbox, wherever it was. But I got two of them from the gals that spoke at the last supervisor meeting. And I think that they should be heard, because this should have been what was played. And, if you're going to do an unbiased, look at both sides of this equation, Shasta forward and Shasta recall, then you don't just side with Shasta forward against Shasta recall in your coverage of the reporting.
You should cover both sides of it. Have something from both sides,
so
which they do not do.
What they do is they're trying to brand, and they're trying to connect, number one, the red, white, and blueprint to Shasta recall, which is not the same organization. They're completely separate. They don't really have any say in each other's organizations. They're obviously conservatives who want the right thing in the county, and they both support the recall. But Shasta recall is not the red, white, and blue project.
Yeah.
And all these stones that they've been throwing at these guys of being violent and right-wing extremists and all this stuff is totally, baloney, because it's completely disconnected from Shasta recall.
Yeah. And just to make it a little bit more clear, Shasta recall is just a group of grassroots
people that are supporting the recall.
That's
and actually, activists that want to get on the ground to help do something to make the recall successful.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. So this whole dark money thing is complete baloney. This whole, dark money. It's like, what, this guy's watching too many frickin' Star Wars movies or something.
They don't take in money. They don't spend money.
They don't do any of that.
Nope.
Okay. But I bet we could. Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
But anyway, back to just clarifying.
Okay, so this is Elizabeth. This is Elizabeth, and this is her little speech, her little 3 minutes before the Board of Supervisors this last week on the recall and such. So here we go.
California Department of.
Sir, that was your 3 minutes.
That was your 3 minutes. Thank you, sir.
Okay, here we go. I guess I could have queued it up a little bit.
Next speaker in chamber, please.
Good morning, Elizabeth Walker.
Morning.
This is a flyer put out by the California Department of Public Health. It's the same flyer that's posted on each of the glass doors as you enter the hall of this building. It says, protect yourselves and loved ones. Help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases like COVID-19. So this tells you how to protect and prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands, cover a cough or sneeze, don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Keep away from sick people, stay home if you're sick. This is science. We've known these things for decades. Germs are not a new thing. We're exposed to them all the time. Now, what is the one touted magic bullet that is promulgated by the governor and other officials as the way to prevent the spread of COVID-19? Masks. Notice the CDPH does not advocate this so-called preventative measure. That's because they know it is not backed by science. God created our bodies to inhale oxygen and to exhale carbon dioxide, a waste product. The idea of reinserting any type of waste product back into our bodies is absurd. Science tells us that putting waste into our body causes disease and sickness. And yet in the last year, that proven science has been thrown out the window without empirical evidence to back it up. We are told to mask up to be healthy and to prevent the spread of COVID. This is unscientific. We are inundated with a demand for mask wearing in order to shop, visit, play, go to school, etc. The California Constitution, Article 1, Section 1 states, all people are by nature free and independent and have unalienable rights. Therefore, I decide whether or not to cover my face. Section 8 states a person may not be disqualified from entering a business because of creed. Creed is defined as a system of belief, principles, or opinions, a statement of belief on any subject, religious, political, scientific, or other. According to California Education Code 49005.8, one may not obstruct a pupil's respiratory airway or impair the pupil's breathing or respiratory capacity. Further, it forbids restricting breathing by covering a pupil's face. The mandating of masks in schools, businesses, etc. must stop now. It is an illegal infringement upon individuals' God-given rights. Board of Supervisors, it is your sole duty, per the Declaration of Independence, to interpose yourselves between tyrannical mandates, which, by the way, are not laws, and the people of Shasta County. You cannot shift the blame and claim that you have no authority to stop the draconian measures that are thrust upon us. You are the governing board of this county. It is your responsibility to see that the God-given, unalienable rights of your constituents are not violated. Rise up and do your duty. California Department of...
I guess they missed that. I guess they just missed that one. She sounded so violent, too, huh? I mean,
yeah, out of control.
Out of control. Didn't have her facts straight. I mean, go to...
She cited the Constitution.
I know. She cited law.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube or wherever and Google Fauci flip-flops. First, there's no requirement to have a mask. I wish I could do my Jewish. There's no requirement to have the mask. That's what sounds like Jackie Mason. There's no requirements to have that mask. The next time is you gotta have two masks. You know, then it's like you gotta have three masks. Take the mask off. Mask on. Mask off. Who knows? But the guy's flip flopped on the mask more time. But we're supposed to listen to him. Do whatever he says, even though there's no science backing it, and we're going to eliminate any discourse from the local media that says anything to the contrary?
Right.
I mean, something wrong there, guys. Okay. So I have another clip here, and this is Claire. Okay. Another 3 minutes from our meeting this last week. And this is Claire. Now, these guys just sound so radical. I don't know. I'm getting scared. They might go violence. I mean, I hear that so many times from these idiots on the other side. Oh, the violence. And you go, well, what violence happened? I can't think of anything, but I'll let you know and I'll get back. Oh, but the violence, look out, everything. You know, in the meantime, Portland burns and it's like, what? There's no fires in Portland. What?
Well, it's like how the media comes out originally when the pipeline gets shut down this last week and says there's no gas shortages when there's no gas in any of these places around. And I'm watching the TikToks live
The guys getting fights in line over trying to cut in. One gal tried to cut in on that other guy, and they end up in a fist fight next to the cars by the gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about
that
the one
really
lady trying to put gas inside of plastic
bags?
I mean... There's no shortage, everybody. I mean, what is this? This is Pravda level BS that we're watching unfolding going on.
Hey,
the best one I saw was someone was putting gas into a laundry basket that has the holes in it. You know, the plastic ones you do the holes in it.
Hey, you can't use Kroger bags for a gas container. I mean, number one, you got to be pretty stupid because when you put that a station wagon or something, and now you got gas leaking out all over inside your car, even in your truck, man, you're going to be asphyxiated. You get down, let alone light a match. You know, I mean, I think I'll smoke a cigarette. You look like a Cheech and Chong movie. Remember when they're siphoning gas in the garbage can?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, and they're carrying it sloshing all over them, and then the guy says, hey, man, let's smoke a joint. Like, wow, man. Wow. What a rush. Yeah, man, it was a rush. You know, I don't know what I'm doing.
But there's of course no gas shortage, none whatsoever.
No.
Yeah, my license is in the back, man.
Nope. Gonna quote the whole movie. Let's do it.
Like, hey, Dave, I got the stuff.
Dave's not here.
I'm not here, man.
Hey, man, don't take that, man.
I already took it. What's gonna happen? Yeah, boy, the old Cheech and Chong days. But, I mean, how surreal is it when you're seeing people, you know, loading up Kroger bags, the plastic bags you get from the grocery store, and double bagging it so it doesn't leak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Wow.
So in terms of the media, too. So here's right here.
I'm getting scared, man.
Associated Press. We are shocked and horrified that the Israeli military would target and destroy the building housing AP's bureau, Associated Press Bureau, and other news organizations in Gaza. They have long known the location of our bureau, and new journalists were there. We received a warning that to get out of the building because it would be hit. The Israeli government says the building contained Hamas military intelligence assets.
Wow.
Huh. Why are you, Mr. Media Company, sharing buildings with Hamas?
Because they're on the same team. Wow. Okay.
But nothing to see here.
Okay. Okay. We got to. Okay. We got to reel it in. We got to get back to where we're at. Okay. We got 5 minutes.
Go back to the recall.
Let's go back to the recall. Here's Claire. This is her. This is her at the Board of Supervisors meeting. Let's play this because these are important clips. You know, people need to hear this alternative viewpoint.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to the Board of Supervisors and get more of the video of people.
We'll
speaking
go into
from the meeting.
Absolutely. We got more stuff to talk about. How to get involved in the recall. Yeah. Where to go. How to volunteer. How to donate. All of that stuff. Here is Claire. This was great.
A joke, violent, uneducated, a call for blood in the streets, disgusting, crazy, and compared to the Capitol riots, words matter. For months, supervisors Rickard and Modi, feeling unsupported here in chambers, chose to participate virtually. We can't believe that that actually had anything to do with health. If you look at the distance, masks available, plastic everywhere, words matter. Last week, a community member stood here and spoke in a manner that you, the Board of Supervisors, and many people listening online and here did not agree with and walked out. Words do matter. Supervisor Comenti, last week you participated in a press conference that I wasn't aware of before I spoke prior to the Board of Supervisor meeting, and you lumped three organizations together, characterizing the fundraising as dark money. Those words were not accidental. They were deliberate. Your words matter, and we can see that today, if I can go off my script. We can see how many times red, white, and blueprint has been brought up and all these words used against us. Alyssa, Melissa, Regina, Catherine, leaders of Recall Shasta, who are none of those things. You know that. Red, white, and blueprint and Recall Shasta are not the same organization, and one does not fundraise on behalf of the other. It wouldn't have taken very much to find that out. But because of your influence with the media and the community and other organizations, especially you three, you have an advantage, no doubt, but your words still matter. It wouldn't have been difficult to find out where that money comes from, but instead you stood in front of our community, and it was reported by media, and it's riled everyone else up against red, white, and blueprint. It is not the same as Shasta Recall, and it is not the same as the Shasta Recall effort. But to many people sitting here who don't see that, they don't realize the truth. Instead, you have hired an out-of-county lawyer, knowing that your words matter, held a press conference that was really, and I hate to say this, but it was a smear campaign, deliberately engineered to cast shade on an organization that didn't need that. I personally do support the recall effort, but I also support my community, and more importantly than that, the process that allows us to get the petitions and to bring it to a vote. I think that it is really, really scary for people in this community if you are going to impede the process of the recall. I would say sign the petition, vote for your supervisor if you like him, but let this process go forward.
Thank you.
Now, that was clear-headed. Uh-huh. It was on point. And, you know, her point of, gee, why is everybody fighting this recall? Why is everybody trying to smear the campaign of the recall, especially coming from the people that are being recalled? Why is a known leftist organization and newspaper, if you want to call it that, supporting the three candidates who are supposed to be conservative against the community?
And if there's no problem, like she stated very well, that you could still go through the recall and vote for the person that you want.
They've done everything in their power to stop the recall from happening at every level they can. And so it's just unconscionable to hear these guys sit up there on their little ivory towers and talk like everybody is beneath them. And
they're very arrogant.
It's very arrogant. And the fact is that it's either going to get them recalled or it's not.
Yeah, and with that, it's top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second part of Silver Minds, and we'll go over more of the recall information that we have. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. The Biden administration says the recent gas crunch on parts of the East Coast is about to be a bad memory.
Over the past few days, gas shortages spread from the greater Washington, D.C. area to southern states after a ransomware cyber attack forced a shutdown of the nation's largest gasoline pipeline. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the pipeline is now ramping up to full service.
It will take a few days to fully return to normal. We urge people in affected regions to only buy the gas they need.
The administration has cautioned against panic buying and the hoarding of gasoline. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A three-day ceasefire marked instead by violent attacks claimed mostly by ISIS has ended in Afghanistan, and now there are calls for renewed peace talks between the Taliban and the government. The U.S. in particular has urged accelerated talks as it withdraws the last of its 25 to 3,500 soldiers. NATO is pulling out its 7,000. Words of denial from the governor of Michigan.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer used funds from an inauguration-related nonprofit to pay for a $27,521 trip to Florida to visit her ailing father in March, her chief of staff clarified Friday. On Wednesday, the governor told reporters she had not used taxpayer funds for the trip, and it was not a gift.
That's correspondent Patrick Foss reporting. Governor Whitmer has refused to elaborate on her statement. The Republican National Committee has responded by saying the governor's web of half-truths and sidestepping questions is coming undone, in their words. A severe cyclone roaring in the Arabian Sea today off the southwestern coast of India. It's up to 87 miles per hour sustained. Officials say heavy rains and flooding have already killed four people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With the gorgeous weather we're experiencing, it's time to start planning a fun getaway and do some spring cleaning. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, start your cleaning by giving us a call. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly. You can then use that money for a real vacation of your choosing. For over a decade, Lone Star Transfer has been helping thousands of people just like you exit their expensive timeshare. We've earned an A-plus rating and have over 600 excellent reviews with the BBB. Imagine being timeshare free with no more expensive maintenance fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860. That's 844-284-4860 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
Boeing deliveries of new planes slumped in April as the company worked to fix an electrical grounding problem on some 737 MAX jets.
Boeing says it delivered 17 planes in April, including just four MAX jets. CEO David Calhoun had warned investors about the light MAX shipments last month. The slow pace of deliveries hurts Boeing's cash generation because airlines and other customers usually pay a large part of the purchase price at delivery.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Ron Bauer sprung to an upset win in the Preakness Stakes yesterday at odds of 11-7. That denied trainer Bob Baffert's Kentucky Derby-winning Medina Spirit of a chance for a triple crown that would have carried a giant asterisk. That's because Medina Spirit tested positive for drugs after the Kentucky Derby. The horse finished third at the Preakness after going off as the 2-1 favorite. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The driver of a Tesla involved in a fatal crash that authorities say may have been on autopilot posted numerous social media pictures and videos with his hands off the wheel.
Stephen Hendrickson was killed when his Tesla struck an overturned semi on a freeway in Fontana, California on May 5th. Another man helping the truck driver was injured when the Tesla also hit him. California Highway Patrol is still investigating what driving mode the electric car was in. Tesla's manual says autopilot and full self-driving are not fully autonomous and drivers must pay attention and be ready to intervene. At least three people have died in previous U.S. crashes involving autopilot. 29 crashes are being investigated by federal officials. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, May the 16th, and some famous people are having a birthday, including former U.S. Senator and Connecticut Governor Lowell Weicker. He's 90 years old. Actor Pierce Brosnan, 68. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know who you are out there, and that was for you. Oh boy! All right, so where are we at?
All right, before we move on, we got a couple announcements.
Okay, I'm sorry.
As we said that on the recall, we would let people know. Don't forget that we got a fundraiser coming up on June 12th. It will be at Anderson VFW Hall at 3210. West Center Street.
Go to recallshasta.org and get more information.
That is one way. Or you can come to the meeting on Thursday. Or you can get a hold of us at 530-691-1707. Tables are $300. Tickets are $40.
And the recall, it doesn't look like it's going to fail. It's right on track, and all the impediments they've put in place have all been overcome. This is a serious thing. We need people to walk precincts. We need people to get involved. We need people to buy tables, go to the fundraisers. We need. By the way, I was going to invite you back to the table, Dave.
That last invite only cost me
$1,600. But the table.
Oh, you're exposing.
The tables was free. So we need people to help. We need to get involved with this. This is not just about the recall. This is about putting people in the place who are going to regard the constitutional the Constitution with reverence. Not
take back our community.
This is about getting back to the government that we love, a free people's government that supports and defends our rights, that supports and defends our way of life, that supports and defends smaller government like the founders envisioned.
The Constitution.
That's what we're looking for. It's not just about getting rid of these guys. Even though I got to admit. When they say it's not personal, I got a bit. For me, it's a little personal.
I only have one personal. I
know. I've been involved. I've been involved in this strive back towards the Constitution for 37 years.
One second, okay? For the people that say it's not personal, it's personal to me when I watch my friends' businesses close up shop.
Yeah.
It's personal to me when I watch the people who've worked hard here not being able to make it. It's personal to me.
You know what's personal to me is when my wife can't go to work anymore at the office and she has to stay home with the kids so they won't get masked up because they're following the protocol of a out-of-control government and an out-of-control, I don't even know what he is. What's his title up there? Fauci, head of mask on, mask off.
It becomes personal for me when you use county services and funds to protect your own things and not ours and everybody else. It becomes very personal to me.
It's personal when you take the money that was supposed to help the businesses and the people in the community and you grow 100 more staff for the Health and Human Services down here. The government just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. We want someone who understands that when the founder said the government that governs best governs least, meant it literally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that, don't forget, at the fundraiser, we have Dill's Deli that is going to be doing the catering, and their food is awesome.
I will say that food last time,
it was good.
Yeah, it's some of the best. So come down and join us. Again, the number is 530-691-1707.
Yeah.
And then also I want to let people know on Sunday, May 30th, at the Veterans Memorial Grove by the Civic Center, they will be doing Memorial Day services down there at 11 a.m. Afterwards, okay. There's food.
That's next weekend, right?
The 30th. Yeah,
the 30th. No, the weekend
after
that.
That would be the week, 2 weeks.
I'm looking at my calendar. Yeah, it'd be the 31st.
Yeah. And so, yeah, again, that's going to be on Sunday. Usually it's not done on Sunday. So it's actually on Memorial, May 30th at 11 at the Veterans Memorial Grove. And with that, I believe we got a caller on the line. We've got Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, how's my volume, everybody?
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Couple issues. They're related, though. So the wall of shame at the last board meeting. Some people, very misguided people, they think that was a personal attack on Mr. Nathan Blaze Pinckney. Everything on that wall was public documents, public records, publicly accessible via social media. And he's a criminal, he's a sociopath, and he continues to harass even after last Tuesday. And his followers are turning him into a victim. Yeah, no surprise. But and even Nathan that day said, well, you know, a couple of those things on the wall, you know, they were comedy. Really, Nathan? So talking about looting, talking about burning, starting fires, talking about overweight people should die of a heart attack.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah. That's some funny crap right there.
That is some hilarious stuff. I'll tell you what, Nathan, can't wait for some more of your comedy on that one. And then I had to do that for a reason, folks. The reason is Nathan was starting to be given a platform of legitimacy, and any of us with 2.5 brain cells rubbed together, I had to do that to knock him down a couple of notches. So he's not going away. Obviously, again, he's a sociopath, but that was a necessary thing. And related to that, later that same day, Mr. Modi was starting to talk about, well, you know, these posters on the wall, maybe we can check with other counties to see what their rules are, because, you know, I don't know if posters on the wall are a good idea. Yeah, that's his polite way of saying he's a fascist and a Marxist and doesn't believe in free speech. Thanks, Leonard, for giving us another reason to recall you. Any questions of me?
I bet if the sign said support Modi, they'd be cool.
Well, you notice, Mark, when I did the moving boxes, one or two meetings prior, okay, that's called a visual for people who has anybody forgot the moving boxes? Has anybody forgot the wall of shame? I don't think they have. Those are there for a reason, to get people to remember the topics and the items discussed. And right. Yeah, they didn't complain about the moving boxes, did they?
No.
But as soon as we discredited one of their supporters, Mr. Nathan sociopath Blaze, yeah, then they speak up. Yeah, so anyway, thanks again, Leonard, for giving us another reason.
You know, I'm kind of at the point now with that whole Blaze thing, is that that's about all I'm going to say is where I'm at, because I don't want
to die in obscurity.
Just let it die in obscurity. That's exactly right, because it's ridiculous. I mean, if you go around picking a fight long enough, you're probably going to find somebody who's going to fight back, and that's all this is. And you're right. I mean, the whole sociopath, you know, threatening people in the past, you know, going to put them at the bottom of Shasta Lake. That's all just for fun.
Yeah.
You know.
All
so.
Right. Well, great. Yeah, great show. I'll talk to you guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Rich.
thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, so with that, Dave, you're on. What's up?
All right, so I wanted to go over what we're seeing in this past week with the jobs report, with what we've seen with inflation, and discuss it a little bit. So
There's no inflation, Dave.
Well, that's what we keep hearing in the news media, and Bank of America and their public statements is like, there's no inflation. But in their actual earnings call, when it ended up coming up, they said, we're going to see transitory hyperinflation. So
You won't see inflation, Dave.
So that's why you keep seeing now transitory hyperinflation.
I'm going to hold my fingers up and point them at you this time. There's no inflation.
You don't see it. You just feel it.
Come on, the Jedi mind trick. Come here.
So, and let's now talk about the Speaker of the House coming out and saying that inflation is a good thing, and it shows how it their plan for recovery is working.
With a brain, think that anything Nancy Pelosi says is worth...
It wasn't Speaker of the House. It was the Speaker for Biden.
Jen Psaki.
Circle back, yeah.
Yeah, the circle back redhead. And, well, it's the same thing. They're cut from the same cloth. When you said that, I remember when Nancy Pelosi was saying, yeah, unemployment's great for the market because it keeps the money flowing back into the economy.
Stays in the community.
Well, and so now we have all these unemployed people that are being paid to stay home, and this is a huge part of the issue. You're making about $16 an hour to not go to work.
You've got to slur your words when you say this.
He wants to go ahead and extend this all the way out to September. Meanwhile, look around. Look at the help wanted posters. Look at the people who are at work, who are understaffed, overworked, based upon the fact they're having to do all these extra jobs and all this extra work.
What you're telling me is that if someone pays me to stay home more than if I went to work, then I'm going to go to work anyway because that's my incentive.
And wasn't it South Carolina? They cut off the unemployment?
There are a few states that are starting to cut it off. And they need to, because the problem is we see that right now a guy that's making $17 an hour is actually truly only making $1
because
an hour.
Because of the inflation factor.
And, well, he's literally only making $1 an hour, because if he stays home, he's going to make $16 an hour.
So let me ask you this. Do you support the $6 trillion budget?
No.
You racist.
No, and why would I support a $6 trillion budget that ends up going to almost everywhere but the people, and you end up seeing that it's only a small, small majority of the funds, or minority of the funds, that are actually going out to the people, and then even for the infrastructure bill, less than 7% of the entire infrastructure bill is going to infrastructure.
It's going to...
Why can't I just keep my money...
Raise prices and not give it
to the government?
Well, and meanwhile, too, we see that the USDA has increased monthly SNAP benefits by 40% at a time when food prices are already going up.
Well, see, that's the problem with all this, that the people who have no education from an economic standpoint don't get. What they don't get is that if you keep counterfeiting money and diluting the system, then prices go up because you have more money chasing the same goods and services in circulation. So instead of having bread be a dollar, it becomes $5, and pretty soon it's $10 if you keep doing it, and pretty soon it's $50 if you keep doing this. But it makes them look good on the way up, doesn't it? It's like they're your friend.
Well, and the M1 money stock. All these same people that when we were asking questions about the M1 money stock back about 4 months ago, we're saying, hey, what's up with the M1 money stock? Because in February of 2020, our M1 money stock, tracking the amount of funds that are in circulation in the United States, was at $3.8 trillion. Well, by November, the M1 money stock ended up jumping up to $8.9 trillion. And then they stopped tracking it. But they claimed that they ended up changing the way they reported it. And that's why you saw that spike. However, the change in reporting happened 3 days after the spike had already happened. So that clearly wasn't the actual truth of the matter.
Well,
so now we're up to probably $24 trillion because they stopped tracking this thing. I don't know a precise number. But when you look at going from $4 trillion to $24 trillion, what is that in percentage increase?
You know, here's the thing. Prices aren't going up. It's just the contents of the potato chip bag are going down.
It's called shrinkflation, and you also do see inflation on top of that. So your prices of things like meat, cheese, gas, everything else.
If you can get it.
Have you heard of hedonics? You know what hedonics are? Hedonics is where they just throw those out of the mix because they don't count them because, you know, it doesn't make their numbers look good because what they'll do is, let's say that you've got hamburger and New York steak. What they'll do is they'll throw out the New York steak and just stick with the hamburger in the meat department because it looks a lot less like it's going up than the steak, you know. And they're doing this across the board. It's called hedonics. So you can Google it and you'll see they've been doing it for years. So that's why at some point in time that dollar chip bag is going to be full of air with one chip if they continue the process.
Well, it's like what we see right now. Planters peanuts goes from 24 ounces of material, it's still the same size, down to 20. Your toilet paper rolls, instead of having 165 sheets, it has 115 sheets on it, and it costs 5% more. Well, that's not an increase of just 5%. That's an increase because you're paying for the same amount of goods that you otherwise would have paid less for.
And here I thought I was just getting older and I had a bigger appetite when I had to eat two bags of peanuts instead of one.
Well, and how about this? These people, if you just go back 2 months, are telling us that there's no inflation. Inflation is not an issue. And now we see Oh, CNBC, as of just a few days ago, on the 12th.
It's transitory, though.
U.S. grocery costs jumped the most in 46 years, led by the rising prices for meat and eggs. Huh. I thought you told us 3 months ago there's no inflation.
Bacon went up 11%. It's time to revolt. It's over. I'm telling you, if I can't have bacon, man, it gets ugly.
Well, actually, there's some
statistics
on this.
Got your tongue, Dave? It was the bacon. I can see it.
My mind was totally on the bacon right there. But there's some statistics that are on this that show that we've had 18 experiences that show when people ended up going to the place to where they're having to spend 40% of their money on food. And this 40% number seems to be kind of a cracking point.
Right.
Because out of these 18 times, we saw insurrections start happening across the board, 16 other locations.
Well, when you can't feed your kids, you start getting angry. And that's what happens in these things, and it's happened over and over again throughout history, is that it doesn't, you know, and just think about our lifestyle. Just in the last 10 years, since the 08 debacle, you know, the big global crash in 08, how has your lifestyle changed at all? I know mine has changed tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we don't buy the same way. We don't shop the same way. We don't travel the same way. We don't go out and eat the same way. You know, I mean, now we're much more careful with our money. And people are
saving. You have to be.
Well, and people are saving as much as they can right now and spending as little as they can, because that's what happens in an emergency. That's part of why we haven't seen the hyperinflation yet. But when people realize when they're saving all of this money, and they collectively come to the point where they go, I got to get rid of this crap and buy something real because it's getting worth less and less and less by the day.
Well, and look at what people with money are doing. Look at anything that is considered an actual tangible asset. We're not talking about your house, because your house is not your asset. It's the bank's asset.
It can be your asset if it's a rental house and you're getting income from it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or you pay cash for it.
Your personal investments that are that way that you think are assets, like your car, like your house, they're not really going up in value.
You're going to rich dad, poor dad's what's an asset thing, you know. And
well, so here's
depends
my point.
On how you define it. But
it does, but here's the point. When you actually start looking at assets that are going to build you money, rental properties, when you're looking at graphics cards, when you're looking at silver, when you're looking at gold, these assets have gone up anywhere from 200 to 300% already. You look at the lines out of these houses and these bids for these houses that are going for $70,000 more than the value of an already inflated price is, and you can see the problem that is coming and approaching. You can see that when the food is starting to go and become shorter and shorter based upon people going out and getting more and more, but people not producing the same, why am I going to go work on a farm for $16 an hour? Which means the farmers produce less. Also, our goods are going up. Each time that we end up going through and printing off more money, it doesn't affect us here locally as much, here in the States. But as soon as you start going out for the imports, they start screwing people over. So the next big thing that's happening in 2022 is the Biden administration went to the labor unions and said, hey, guess what? Nobody's buying our U.S. bonds anymore, so we need you to diversify your employees' 401ks. I want you to have 40% of your employees' 401ks going into the U.S. bonds.
Well, here's the problem. At the end of the day, nobody wants to invest in bonds that has no rate of return. You're handing your money over to the Treasury Department, basically, let's say on a 30-year bond.
But look at the theft that I just said. 40% of your 401k if you're one of these union workers in 2022?
No, I'm absolutely with you. Where I'm going is this. At the end of the day, when nobody wants to do that anymore because these people have control over that, they're being told to do that. But when they realize what's happening and they're getting devalued, then nobody wants to buy Treasuries. They start fleeing the stock market, and so the Fed becomes the buyer of everything as the last resort. Mm-hmm. And that's when you start to have the hyperinflation, because that's when the money all floods back in, and you get the velocity of money that turns it into it quickly. It's kind of like what Ernest Hemingway said when they asked him how long did it take him to file bankruptcy, and he says, well, at first it was real slow, then it went really quick. And it's the same thing with an inflation. You don't see it at first because it gradually builds up. It's building up energy because they keep doing this, and it gets stored up, this energy, until something triggers it, and that you have a collective awakening of the people in the market to go, wait a minute, we got to get out of the frickin' dollars, okay? Mm-hmm. We got to get out of the bond market because they're paying, it's costing us to buy, who wants to buy a bond that's costing you money? In other words, if I buy a 10-year bond at 0% or 0.5 minus percent, why would I do that? Because I'm losing money, not even counting the inflation factor.
Well, let's look at the deeper concept on this too, though. So you have this 40% that goes out that accounts to about $4 trillion of the U.S. debt that's going to be taken on by these 401k plans. Now, a 401k plan for these pensions needs to be able to grow at about 7% to be able to be maintainable and sustainable. So a bond program grows at about 1% to 2%.
Good luck with the 7%.
Here's the most important piece of the puzzle. The government then says, don't worry, we're going to guarantee your 7% on that increase. Well, that doesn't end up doing you a whole hell of a lot of good if you end up having the government printing freaking money trillions of dollars.
You could take
year.
That right to the local level. That's exactly what they did. If you want, see, this is all related. You go to the local level in the pensions, what they did when they went from a defined contributions program to a defined benefits program, that's exactly what they did. They said, we're going to guarantee you 7.5% rate of return on your money. And back then when they started this, I think it was 2002, you know, we were doing fine in the stock market. I mean, you were 10, 15, it was averaging 15% at that time. And so what happened was if that market fell short or had a negative, like you hit 08, all of a sudden the counties were on the hook, and that's the unfunded liabilities at this county, state, and federal level of these pensions. And that's why it's growing exponentially. If you have a market crash, it could be the bird in the coal mine. It could be the catalyst that starts the whole thing to tumble. It's all interrelated. When you're talking about bonds, you're talking about pensions, where the investments are, and the government keeps funding these things to the tune of putting us in debt and our children for the next forever.
And they went back and made it retroactive here locally.
Right.
With all their pensions and stuff, and look at that was lots of money.
This is what they need to do, and this is one of the things that Patrick Jones is advocating for, is going back to where you have to put the money in yourself. It used to be that a defined contribution plan, if I put in 2%, the county would match my 2%, and it was defined the contribution on, you got based on how much you put in. Okay, now it's guaranteed a certain rate of return. Well, you can't do that year after year after year. When the market's doing 15%, hey, you can guarantee 7.5%. But when the market's minus 20%, now what? And that's what's going on. And if we have another market tumble based – and what causes the market to crash? Inflation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how about this too? The Fed comes out and says, we are not going to raise interest rates until we have inflation at a steady 2%. Well, we're already at a steady 4%, and how do you lower interest rates, or how do you lower the inflation rates? How do you do that, Mark?
Well, what happens is, historically, is that when you start raising interest rates, you're raising the interest rates to stop the inflation because it quells the borrowing and all these notes and so forth. Well, what happens is that when the inflation starts to go bonkers, it doesn't go bonkers, you know, like, oh, gee, a half a point a month. It goes bonkers fast. Mm-hmm. And you can't raise the interest rates fast enough. I was alive in the Jimmy Carter era back in 79 when interest rates were 20% on a house. Okay, that's what happens. And when it gets to 20%, that's 20% across the board borrowing. That means credit cards. I mean, we're already seeing credit cards at 27%, but that's home loans. That's treasury bonds. All of this stuff just freezes up and locks up the economy because there's no more free money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what they're saying is they're not going to increase the interest rates on this until we end up having inflation at 2%.
Well, they're lying.
Exactly.
They're lying because the thing is that they say that 2% is the target, but when they lose control of it, they don't have a choice but to start raising the interest rates when it starts to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's pick your poison. Are you going to crash the economy? Because when the inflation goes through the roof, it crashes the stock market. Now the jig's up.
Well, and basically what we're saying is as the inflation rises and as we end up printing more money,
taking out these loans is actually a good idea based upon the idea that what you're having, what you are getting, is going to cost you more in just a little bit of time.
Well, you're right. But you know what happens is this is what the smart...
2008.
Well, this is what the smart money's been doing all along. They're investing in gold, in silver, in tangible items like, Bitcoin could be considered a tangible item right
now. I heard one guy that was, he was milking the system doubly. He's like, all right, so if a crash is coming, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn around and buy a bunch of silver, get a loan out on the silver, use the silver as collateral to buy Bitcoin. Because that way, if it all goes to crap, I still have my silver and I've got my Bitcoin.
There's a lot of different strategies, but what you're going in is just stuff that's going to fight the inflation and be an inflation hedge. And so we can talk a little bit more about that after
the break. Yeah, we got to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now since you left me. You're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm stuck aside without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. We're having a skull session here on the break. One of the other things that we've been talking about that I highly recommend is that, I mean, number one, you need to have some food storage. You need some water. You need the essentials. But also, you know, get out of debt. Prepay your car or your house. Let's say you can make double up on your payments on your car. Get a year or two ahead out on your car so that if you have a real problem with finances, you're not walking the street. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, same on your house. Prepay your house out until you got a year ahead if you can.
Check your contracts because not all can do it, but you can refi a car and you can refi a house too.
Yes, but you don't want to have it so you have to make that monthly payment. You want
Then you can get out ahead because some of them does not credit it if you make payments in between. You need to read your contract.
And anyone that I've seen that have had no problem with it. So I haven't
seen it. Have one, and it doesn't.
Have you tried that?
Yes, okay. I do know that.
I've tried that on mine, and it doesn't work, but I know it does.
Well, it depends on how you do it. Depends on how you do it. If you say, I want to do a prepayment against the principal, no. But what you do is you make a payment, and then another 4 or 5 days, you make another payment.
All it does is go against the balance on the one. That's why I'm saying you just need to check, but you can refi a car. You can do your house and make it so that you can.
Well, there
do
is
the
that.
Payment.
And if you're going to refi, then you could do that right now. I would highly suggest you're going to do it while the interest rates are down. But get into a program where you can make prepayment on your payments.
Yeah.
You know, let's say that you lose your job. You got a year of living in your house still, or you got 2 years of, not having them try to repossess your car if you're having trouble. You know, and
that,
so,
or the other thing that you can do also, and I'm not a financial advisor, but you are.
Yes.
So you can run it by me and tell me if I'm correct. The other thing that you can do is diversify into assets that are going to continue making you money. So in my case, I've got a 3.5% car payment.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of assets out there that are going to continue to grow, at least presumably, at faster than 3.5% that I'm more comfortable putting my money in over there because I'm assuming that those assets are going to grow and they're liquid enough that I can end up paying some of these payments off.
I think you need a foundation of the basics, you know, your foods, shelter, lead, whatever, and then start in with another foundation of gold, silver, precious metals because it's like having insurance. Okay. You know, you're not looking for a rate of return on those things. You're looking, it's like, why am I paying insurance on my car till I get in a car wreck? It's not till the wreck happens that you go, I see the value now.
Well, and the other thing too that I'm actually seeing that's skyrocketing that might not be a bad idea is copper rounds.
Well, there's traditionally any commodities are going up. That's what you're seeing across the board right now. Corn is going up. Tube of force. But the reason that you dive into metals is because they're much more tradable. They're much easier to negotiate and barter for things. They have certain properties nothing else has. You know, they're divisible. They're fungible. They're equal. You can split it up 10 times and they all are worth the same amount. So there's some reasons why that you go into gold and silver. They historically rise to meet the amount of currency in place. So it's a tradable commodity that makes the trades a lot easier to do.
Well,
that's why you do it.
I mean, looking at it from that basis, if they historically rise to meet the amount of currency that's in place, I mean, honestly, silver should probably be close to about $150 an ounce.
Actually, if you look at the U.S. debt clock and you go to how much dollars there are per 1 ounce of silver and gold, right now it's at $4,600 or something per ounce of money in supply for silver, and then about $30,000 per money supply for gold for each ounce. And they've been suppressing the prices through their exchange-traded funds. But when this thing falls apart, that is all going to unwind, in my opinion, and you're going to see it rise up. I'm going to say it's going to rise dramatically up. They're trying to keep it down, but did you know that silver has grown more than any other asset class in the last year?
Mm-hmm. Well, copper is starting to rise up, too. We're now seeing copper at 100% increase, basically.
Right.
And I don't see that coming down anytime soon. And my concern is that, copper is one of those assets that you can actually use to make things. And with a shortage of workers and with the shortage of people being able to mine this material out of the ground, once you start running into these copper shortages, you're going to start running into shortages on solar. You're going to start running into shortages on anything that requires electricity.
Well, solar is based on silver. So here's the thing. is that get that foundation, and then you can diversify into some of these other things, because the thing about gold and silver is they have historically been money. And what causes a lot of the price rise at that point is that's where everybody runs to when they're bailing out of the stock market, when they're bailing out of the bonds, because everybody's looking for a place to park their money that's going to hold that store of value. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's why you're seeing a lot of people buy these high-end collectible automobiles. That's why they're buying art. That's mm-hmm. why the cryptos are going through the roof. People are diving into these things. Okay, but a panic will set in at some point if everything we say is going to happen, and I don't think it's avoidable at this point. So the shortage is already here. Looking at the chat room and everything, so it's just a matter of time at this point. But the thing that is most important about these things, the gold and silver, is there's no counterparty risk. Okay, that is one of the biggest things that you can understand, is because if I go to the bank to get my money, the bank has to perform to give me the money. If they shut the window, I can't get to my money. Same mm-hmm. for the cryptos. If they shut down, you can't get to the cryptos.
Actually, cryptos are decentralized in that way.
Yeah. Well, so, but what I'm saying is that
as long as it's not like on one of the markets like Coinbase or otherwise, you can take them out into
right.
a hard wallet.
There still could be some potential problems, mm-hmm. whereas there are none with gold and silver. You can bury it in the backyard. They don't know you have
it. Unless you
it's
have it in a vault.
System. Well, if it's in a vault, that's another story. I'm not yeah. saying put everything in a vault, but you might yeah. want to diversify,
exactly.
not have all your eggs yeah. in one basket. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of different strategies here, but the problem is that everybody's in the dollar and in stock, and that's where they're going to take the worst hit in this market. You know, you're better off buying shovels than you are leaving your money in the market, in my opinion.
Two by fours.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, just look at the cost of wood. This is the thing I think a lot of people are not looking at. Your prices are going to end up dramatically increasing as the price of wood and other of these base commodities go up. How do you get your product? Every one of these products is shipped on a pallet. What's the pallet made of? Wood. If the wood prices increase, doesn't matter what the product is, that's going to increase along with it.
One of the biggest problems with a hyperinflation is what they call the price discovery mechanism. After a while, you're not sure. Not only can you get it, but you're not sure how much to charge for it. And that's mm-hmm. part of the problem in getting it. If you're manufacturing tubifores and it's costing you $12 to manufacture them, and they're selling them for $11 because the guys that are charging you the money to manufacture them have gone up past what you can get for them, then you stop getting them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what it does is it screws up the marketplace so bad across the board, because nobody can figure out what to charge from day to day, what they need to charge in order to make ends meet for their products and services.
So this is really interesting, because I have a bunch of friends who are in wholesale markets across electronics and otherwise. So in regards to electronics, there's actually a story that ended up coming out where IBM said that the chip shortage is going to last for approximately at least 2 years. And when you start thinking about this, everything around us has chips in it. Yeah. Everything that we're using, our computers, right. our everything that's in here, one of those things goes wrong, and we're shortage on it.
That's why this global thing is such bull crap. Because what they've been doing or trying to do with their global thing is make all of these countries interdependent. If China decides to shut off your chips, you're screwed. Okay?
Well, and the next thing to that is, we're seeing shortages across the board now
right.
from these contacts of mine. They're telling me that their vendors now are not even giving them prices.
Right.
They're saying that it's 14 to 18 week lead times, and that they won't know the price on that material until it's already made and going to ship out, which means you're going to see contractors not being able to bid jobs because they won't know.
This is everything. I mean, contractors now won't bid the jobs with the materials supplies included. What they do is they bid their time and materials, and then whatever it costs at the time that they go buy the purchase material is the problem of the guy who's doing the contract. And they're putting that in there because how can you make a judgment on what you're going to charge per board foot of making the build? So these guys are doing time and materials instead of our time their time and the materials separate from their time.
Well, and it's, again, even if you can get it. So this actually right. ties right back into the Great Reset and the whole by 2030, you won't own anything. You see that right now they're talking about a $500,000 home, and if you sell it, it's retroactive capital gains tax at 39.6%. So you end up having that home's value basically gutted and stolen from you, and you're not able to purchase the same thing you already had. It's how we get to these places to where by 2030 you won't own anything. You'll be happy about it, because if you have anything, they're going to rob you flipping blind.
Well, that is why that in the Communist Manifesto, if you read it, one of the platforms is a central bank. That's what you can't take over a country. That's why money printing in a central bank is so insidious, and most people have no idea why or how what it does. But when you can counterfeit money with no end, you buy everything. You buy it, it disrupts the marketplaces. It screws up the world economy, especially when the dollar reserve currency is the U.S. dollar, and we've been buying everything up across the board. Well, after a while, you don't want it anymore. And that's where we're going, is that it starts to go up where I'm not selling you my crap for that. You know, I talked to somebody who was in Vietnam during the war, and they went in country to buy something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they didn't want to take the Vietnamese that was selling said, "You got gold?" Mm-hmm. Because they wouldn't take any dollars.
Right.
They wouldn't take any of the Vietnamese money because it had been devalued so bad that it wasn't worth anything for them to do that. So it's either you got gold or you don't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. But now we've got a worldwide thing going. The central banks are all connected through the dollar after the Bretton Woods Agreement. That's why this is such a screwed up thing, because it's happening worldwide.
Well, and you look at what's going on in Colombia right now. Colombia is a nightmare that none of the news media outlets are talking about. They're not telling you how their government started printing off money and started telling everybody, you can just stay home, don't worry, it's not going to be an issue,
we'll take care of you.
And then it got to the point in Colombia, and they started a little bit before we did, got to the point in Colombia that they said, "We're sorry, this isn't working out, we don't have any more money, and we need to now start taxing you at 60% to 80% of everything that
this
you make."
This is why...
Well, hang on.
Let me interject here. This is why we need to recall these idiots over here at the Board of Supervisors. Do you think they understand or care about anything that we just talked about?
No.
No, it says in the Constitution only gold and silver should be legal tender, because you can't counterfeit it. It's mm-hmm. finite. It holds the government accountable. We've got to get control of people in our local boards, in our local counties, and get somebody in there that either is going to observe what the Constitution has to say, you know, have some reverence for it, and rule of law, because these guys don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes back to getting control of the local economy in your district, because we can throw all this crap out. If we have a money supply collapse, that gold and silver will be tradable in the county. I guarantee you.
And so to my next point on this, on the Colombia thing, now after they said we need to tax you at 60% to 80%, the people are revolting. They're going against their government. They're rioting in the streets. I was showing Linda videos that I have on my phone of the Colombian government shooting their citizens from helicopters like right. fish in a barrel while they riot in the streets because they can't feed their family. There's a Vice article that they actually went through and were showing how long it takes to be able to purchase goods like flour in Venezuela right now.
Right.
That's assuming that you have the money, because there's shortages. This is what we see gets created when you go down this line.
I agree. Maybe
we have a caller on the line that went.
Lori,
yeah.
Hey, I was going to tell Travis, key up that Taylor Swift one.
And with that, good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm going to try to fly at altitude here with a local point and a larger point. You're on task with the whole thing with the work, the economy, our careers, and now they're wanting to suggest that people get this inoculation shot, jab, aka vaccine. The Solari report put out something May 4th about forms that the employees must go over with their supervisors or HR before they even consider taking this or being coerced into it. It's got 13 points. I'm not going to name it, but basically, and I do have, if you have to go to commercial, I would like to hold over, but basically they're saying you better talk about your health insurance plan if you have one, and are they going to cover your adverse reactions? Secondly, how about life insurance policy? Are they going to cover this? Because remember, this is EAU, Emergency Use Authorization. This is not FDA approved. So if you're going to be some ding-dong and you're going to sign up and then you get hurt, harmed, injured, or die, then they're not going to cover your benefits, folks. You have to understand. You have to ask questions. Slow it down. How about workers' comp? How about your disability or other resources if you go blind from this vascular clotting problem? You might not die, but you could have a long-term issue.
Well, your employers can be sued. That's why everybody's from the employer standpoint is hesitant to make everybody be forced to take the vaccines because they're starting to understand there's some liability there. We do need to go to a quick break here, and then we'll come back, Lori, if you want to stay on, and then we'll go to Jackie.
Real quick, I want to give a local point, and I'll be done.
Okay,
go.
Oh, right now? Okay, yeah. I'm hearing constant stories. We at Shasta County Citizen Journalists have a whistleblower line, 530-962-5168. You can be anonymous. We don't need your name, but we are hearing absolute nightmares since this vaccine protocol happened. And the reason we had the posters over there at the Board of Supervisors was because Leonard Modi, either on his own as an individual or as in the role of a supervisor, made it known that he wanted to reach out to Nathan Pinky, Blaze, spells his name four different ways as a comic satire guy when he goes off as Antifa, BLM, and all the rest of this violent stuff. So, yes, Mr. Modi, if indeed you extended help, support, and whatnot on record, it was either one of our fake news places, so I don't know how accurate that is, but that's why.
Okay,
went there.
Okay. And with that, we're going to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I get around, I'm getting bug driving up and down the same old strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. Getting real well known. Yeah, the dead guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around.
It's kind of hard not to when you see the writing on the wall, but we do have a caller.
We do not. Jackie hung up.
Jackie hung up.
So we can move on.
All right. So
sorry about that, Jackie. Just so much going on.
I wanted to play a clip, but I can't seem to get the clip to come up here for some reason. A delay? I don't know. I mean, anyway. So where are we? We got Tomas in the building. We got, let's see, witnesses.
Well, we can hit this one real quick. The FBI admits GOP baseball shooting was domestic terrorism after previously deeming it suicide by cop.
Yeah, nobody's lying, is there? I just don't even know, you know. I mean, everything is so screwed up right now, and, from the election forward, it just, like, you know,
well, it went
more
really
and more
quick.
Chaos. Yeah,
yeah. It escalated really fast.
I mean, I'm seeing so many things right now about the blood clots on the brain from Pfizer. FDA authorizes Pfizer COVID vaccines in kids 12 years age.
Well, I saw that the actual people were the side effects and dying from the vaccine, quote unquote, was the numbers were quicker than the actual virus, but.
I don't know. I mean,
American Airlines is back at it again. They are investigating the pilot who criticized schools' diversity and inclusion plan with critical race. So now they're going through and investigating this pilot based upon the fact that he doesn't think his white kid should be told that his child is completely 100% systemically racist from the time that he's born, and even babies can be racist. Gee, I mean, that's basically what this stuff comes down to.
I know, it's just ridiculous.
Hey, but on another note, there is parents that are revolting against the schools.
Yeah, absolutely they are.
Well, they should. I mean, honestly, you should be pulling your kids out of school right now until you get these teachers' unions, which are not for your kids' education, out of these schools. I mean, we had Rebecca Friedrichs who was on. We had all these other people who were on discussing these problems that we're seeing taking place. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse. But we do see that with pushback, things are changing. Mm-hmm. So you saw that... that Disney had their numbers. They ended up going down by about $600 million in their budget. And then, woe and behold, they actually go and say, well, we're going to stop our diversity training on how whiteness is bad for now, and we're going to put that on hold.
I also saw back in Mississippi or somewhere where the teachers and stuff now with the students, they are having them research what's truth. So they
That's
give,
good.
Yeah, they're starting, and then they're starting to spread out more and more.
Yeah.
That they'll give them a topic and say, "Go tell me if that's true or not."
Right.
And
yeah.
So
that's good.
Now the kids are starting to question.
And you can't.
Hey, what's the media telling us? That doesn't sound good.
And you can't go to Google and get the truth.
Right. Well, and we need more sources of truth. We need more places to be able to go to, and more places that are open and free, and not trying to push a narrative. And right now what
it
we're
ain't Facebook
it, really there's I can't even name a search engine that is not biased. I can't. DuckDuckGo is definitely clearly has its bias based upon the other things that people are clicking on these other platforms.
At least they don't know where you're going.
Well, and for that extent, I like Brave Browser. Browser's good when it comes to that.
And with we have a caller.
Okay.
That's where he was going. Yeah.
All right,
good
hold on.
Morning.
Hold on before we go to the hold on. I want to get this in here before we get to the end, and I'm not sure we'll get to the end after dark. Just hold on a second, Dark. There's an evening board meeting this week on the 20th.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's at 4:30. Mm-hmm. The Board of Supervisors meeting is going to be held in the evening at 4:30 on Thursday the 20th. And so you need to show up if you can, and it's great. This is the first time we've had an evening meeting in, I don't know, a year or two or whatever.
And just remember, just because it starts at 4:30, if you work or whatever and you can't get there till 5:30 or 6, it will still be going on. So please come and show up.
Go, Dar. You got 2 minutes.
Hi. You know, I'm listening to you guys. I've had this ominous feeling for a while. And one thing I just want to, you can't even cover it, I'm sure, but I heard a blip on the fake news about they put us in a terrorist alert. Did you hear that?
No, you got to be careful. There's as much disinformation out there as there is information, and it's hard to sort it out sometimes.
And it wouldn't surprise me, but I mean, honestly, a lot of the things
I like to know where that came from.
A lot of these things to where they're ending up saying that is terrorism and otherwise, where you have the director of the FBI that thinks Christians and libertarians and people who are right-leaning are the single most domestic threat here in our country right now. And you look at the CIA's recruitment videos more recently, where they're talking about a proud Latina that suffered from imposter syndrome that's in there. And then you got another guy who is a librarian who is using literally every one of the buzzwords across the way.
Well,
I mean, it's all...
When they start using Ruby Ridge and Waco as training films, you know, I mean, just saying.
Yeah, well, see, this is what I'm wondering about. Because it seems to me we've been under terrorism ever since Antifa and Black Lives Matter has been tearing everything apart. That, to me, was terrorism.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, I hear you, Dar. I hear you. what you're saying. But it's only terrorism if it depends on who's in power, I guess, whether it's terrorism or not. Who's defining it? Exactly. If Trump's in power, then Antifa is a terrorist. If Biden's in power, then us white poor boys are terrorists. So it's just ridiculous.
Well, and what's going on right now in France and also here in the United States, recently we had retired generals and military servicemen that came out and said that we're in a most dire time in our country's history since 1776. In France, you have the people that were their government that actually said, hey, we're going to end up having civil war over here based upon everything that's going on and all this wokeness that's over here. So we're seeing entire countries that are starting to unravel at the seams all across the globe right now because of the woke actions that they're taking. And meanwhile, it's
we're at the top of the hour. Is be prepared. Keep your heart pure and your thoughts clear. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. Those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You're born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, Aaron Shores built the ark, professionals built the Titanic. And government is not reason, is not eloquence, is force, and force like fire is the inner servant of the fearful master.
And you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Working with my hands.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.